Ellen, just as we wait for the chip and PIN cards to come from Visa and from other card issuers to replace the traditional magnetic swipe cards, what's an update on the progress there, and when can we expect Visa to fully roll these out?
The progress there is pretty amazing. So actually, Visa is not rolling it out. You can be expecting to get those cards direct from your bank. And we recently did a survey along with the whole industry to find out how many cards are going to be in the market by the end of 2015. And the answer was over 500 million cards. I believe it was 575 million cards. So you're going to be seeing those cards coming thick and fast in the near future. And then we're also doing a survey in the next few months of the merchant environment to find out how many places you'll be able to use them. And we'll get that information out in the next few months.
Hey, finally, Ellen, do you recommend that consumers have a stash of cash on hand in case they are the victim of fraud, either through the bank or not, and have their cards interrupted?
I don't think that should be necessary, because when your card is interrupted, your bank is going to get you a new card, replacement card, literally in a matter of days. So I personally use my cards without any fear that I need to keep, cash under the mattress.
Well, Ellen, we will leave it there, but we do appreciate what you and what Visa and other companies are doing to invest in this infrastructure to make it safer for consumers.
Thank you very much.